nothing about them. I get lonely too, and I fall in. Cross my mind when I woke up today. I must have seen your initials somewhere driving around LA on a menu in Koreatown over custom license plate. You came a walking. You came a walking.
A really cool video, which is sort of a combination of a concept video and a lyric video for your song, It's All Happening. What can you tell me about that song?
Well, I wrote that in Los Angeles, and it was kind of, the mantra in that song, It's All Happening, is like a something that me and my friend Tara like would say to each other, or were saying to each other a ton when it was kind of like, when things seemed to be like, when the stars were aligning or the universe was, you know, manifesting or like unfolding as we wished. It was, you know, it's all happening. We just say that to each other and laugh. So I had to write, I had to try and put it in a song, and I wrote it when I came down to, I went down to Los Angeles for the first time, and because I was really inspired with how fast everything moved and all the people moved down here. So yeah, it was all happening.
Slightly different pace than country life in BC.
Definitely not sleepy North Saanich. Which I love also, of course.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, in a studio recording, or performing live?
I think ideally those two worlds are one and the same. I think it's harder to achieve that place in a live context. Well, like each domain has their own challenges, but like, you know, just finding that continuum or synergy between a bunch of people. To do that in the studio, to do that live, you know, you're reaching for the same thing. I think like if we're doing our job well, it's happening in both places. It can be tough in the studio. You know, you'd think in a controlled environment would be easy, but sometimes it feels like it's the hardest part, because you're sort of trying to create something out of the air. Whereas live, you can kind of, you know, in a venue, you have all these other parameters within your working. You know, maybe the PA doesn't sound very good, or your monitor sounds bad that night, and you turn your guitar up louder, or whatever it is. You know, it's but it's all, you know, it's all those factors play into play into it and creates a unique thing. So that's the, you know, that's just part of the joy of it.
You've performed literally hundreds of shows across North America, and you recently did a run of several with Tara Lightfoot as well. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a special one?
We had a great show in Golden, actually. The last time we came through Golden, there's a great sort of folk society thing there at the Civic Center, Golden, BC, for any out-of-province or country listeners. We didn't have, like, we were just kind of thrown on Tara Stewart last minute. It wasn't really much time allotted for us as the opening band playing there, but I think the sound person there kind of went to bat for us, because we've played Golden many times over the years, like, probably like a dozen times, and he just kind of said, like, oh, these guys are cool, like, you know, because I don't think they were too keen on just having a random opener at the time, which is totally understandable. But so they had us up and would open the show. We played a short set, and we actually got an encore for another tune, which was cool, because mm-hmm. You know, opening band doesn't always get that, so that was a lot of fun.
What is the very worst and also the very best piece of advice that you've ever been given about pursuing a musical career?
That's a really good one. I don't know if it's not so much, there's been so many lessons. I always just think of people, like, you know, I think of, and just like, I've almost kind of like, I kind of act and live my life by example with people that I really trust and respect, and, you know, like my dad or the guy that produced this record, Tyler, just, you know, and just how they kind of conduct themselves and treat the process with reverence. And, you know, if you just kind of do what's true to you, you know, the rest of the puzzle will kind of fill in. And I believe that to be true. You know, I mean, because if you're not doing what's true to you, you're building on a shaky foundation, you know. So that's kind of how I feel about all that.
You were profiled early in your career in Guitar Player magazine, and you've been featured on Roundhouse Radio with Terry David Mulligan and CBC's iconic Vinyl Cafe. And you've amassed an impressive discography with your music and performances, consistently receiving great reviews. What's your next big goal?
I just want to kind of stay on the road. We're going to go to Europe in the fall, I think, so I'm excited for that. We went to Scandinavia a couple summers back, and that was a lot of fun for a few shows, but we're going to kind of get out. You know, I'm just really excited to tour this record some more. So we're going to kind of get out in front of it and over to Germany and stuff. And that'll be new. Cause I mean, you know, we've toured Canada a ton and the States quite a fair bit now, especially the West. It's just like, you know, we've driven these highways so many times. I'm really excited to do it again. And I'm also excited to see some new stuff and play music for some people who, you know, maybe don't even speak English. I don't know. It's all exciting.
That'll be awesome. Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep up with upcoming performances and releases?
Pretty much anywhere. I have my website is samwebermusic.ca, but on Facebook and Instagram and all the YouTube, all the normal spots, there's always stuff popping up now and then.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Blackout. What can you tell me about that song?
I think it was the first song I wrote for this record, or I didn't know I was writing for a record, but it was the first one that was part of the collection, and it started just about, it's a road song, you know. We had a really good time recording it, played it all live. I think we had like four guitar players going at once, you know, just playing really loud. And then I really like what happens with the bass in the song. The bass doesn't come in till the second pre-chorus, so it waits like a really long time, and we had a really good laugh about that when we were recording, so yeah, Blackout.
Awesome song, and I love the whole album. Sam, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Anytime, mate. Thanks so much for the call.
Whoa.
never tried to leave your side, my dear. The other part is always many miles away from here. If leaving on the regular is what I've gotta do, until I've cut the record that I've always wanted to. Don't blame yourself, you never could.
Blackouts.